Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello and welcome to the Early Edge in 5, powered by Sportsline. I'm Grace Remington. You already know what I'm going to ask. Please like this video and subscribe to the Sportsline YouTube channel. And I promise today, you really want to subscribe. We have a surprise for you. You probably already see it in the chat, but we'll explain it in just a second. You have to be subscribed to be a part of that surprise, though. Let's take a look at how our Monday night picks went. We went 5-4 overall. EC hits the no win parlay, -115. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the first time that's happened for him. Specty got the Rangers money line. That turned into a ninth inning rally, almost a sweat there. And then James Paxton over 6.5 Ks. He came in for one final out in the seventh and cashed it. So we love to see it. We're going to get more winners for you today. You also, you know who else is handing out winners? The guys on HQ. Look for our Early Edge cappers. They are taking over, as usual. Matt Snyder, Mike McClure, Larry Hartstein, and Prop Stars will be live at the 6 o'clock Eastern hour to hand out some MLB bets for the late games and live bet the early ones. You can watch on the CBS Sports app, cbssports.com/live, Paramount Plus, or Pluto TV. Let's get the stars of the show in here now. We got a solid crew today. It's the OGs, Frickin' Frack, EC and Specty, and Alan Bell. Guys, the chat is already popping off. They see our poll in there, so I got to explain this a little bit. All right, guys, you've been riding with us here at the Early Edge, so now we want to ride with you. We're starting the audience play of the day. We got to get through the dog days of the summer together, right? So every day we're picking a popular game, throwing the poll in the chat, and you, yes, you, tell us where we are putting our money. This is an official play, by the way. We are going to keep track through the summer and include it in our recap screen. So here's who we got today. We got the Mets versus Stros. Mets +120 on the money line. The Astros -150. The total set at 7.5. It's Justin Verlander making his ninth start of the season for the Mets up against the lefty Framber Valdez trying to improve his 6-5 record. The betting splits on the money line, 57% of the tickets, but 72% of the money is on the home team. First pitch set for 8:10 Eastern time. EC, what's your lean here?
Well, I like, Grace, the fact that the Astros got blown out yesterday 11-1, and the fact that Justin Verlander, albeit he's facing his former team, has an ERA of more than 2.5 points higher on the road, I think you can kind of figure out, I like the revenge angle here, and it seems like our audience might feel the same way thus far.
Emotions definitely are a factor. His ERA, the worst it's been in 9 years, I'm pretty sure. I got to get to some comments here. Allison, hey, y'all, a rare live Early Edge appearance for me. That's what I love to hear. Thanks for being here, Allison. Scott Tyler already has 3 units on Frick's play today. He doesn't even know what it is. So I think, Specty, you got to tell us. Where are you going today?
All right. Well, yeah, this is going to be my last one for a little bit, guys. I'm not going to be back until July, going on a little vacation over here. But we're going to go with Lane Thomas over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -150. This was going to be my play yesterday, but the game was at 1:05 p.m. Pacific time. Kind of get too close for the show, and he crushed it, having 4 total hits, runs, and RBIs. He's gone over this 1.5 line in 8 out of his last 10 games, averaging 3.1 per game. Cardinals have Jordan Montgomery pitching, who is a lefty, and Lane Thomas is great against lefties. 90 at-bats this year. He's posted a .356 batting average with 32 hits and 18 RBIs against lefty pitchers. That's why we're on Lane Thomas over today.
And you know which game Lane Thomas will be watching tonight before he clocks in? He's a Knoxville native and a one-time Tennessee commit. So I think he'll be tuning in to the Men's College World Series. And AB, we got a rematch. This time, it's an elimination game between LSU, Tennessee. There's no Paul Skeens to quiet the Vols' bats today. So what's the move?
Yep, you're right. And we have a matchup, a pitching matchup here to where it's completely different from Saturday. All right, Tennessee throwing their number three guy, Drew Beam. And don't let that fool you when I say number three. He'd be a number one at almost any other school in the country. They just use him as their Sunday guy. LSU now, they've already used their top three pitchers. So they're going to be going with a bullpen style game, meaning that they are not afraid to use all nine arms that they have every three outs, every six outs, right? However they need to dispel and quiet any rally streaks that Tennessee might have. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this, and I'll leave you on the screen as we always do. EC, Gray, Specky, any of your thoughts, I'd love. First off, we're going to go under 11.5. All right, now, you've got two SEC teams that know each other. Drew Beam on the hill for Tennessee is a monster. He generally keeps scores low. Also, bullpen games, that's what they do as well. Anytime you start to get adjusted to a pitcher, take him right out, put in a new guy. Do not let you get adjusted to anyone. So we're going to go with the under 11.5 here. Now, going LSU on the money line. And I know so many Vols fans in the chats. And you know me, I'm not going to put anything out there that is, you know, a little biased. Look, we're going to go with LSU here. It's basically a home game for them. And not to mention, look, I think LSU has the better hitting lineup. I think Tennessee has the more clutch hitting lineup. That being said, I think it's just going to be tough, man. LSU is a good baseball team, so you know, we're going to roll with that. But we've got LSU money line and the under 11.5. EC, what are you thinking?
Well, AB, I have no pressure, by the way, but I read your article on Sportsline earlier, and I decided to take the under 11.5, and I threw that in one of my parlays with two of my picks. So the pressure is on for you, because I know my picks are going to hit tonight, but will this one hit? I'm feeling right. Good about it.
No pressure, no diamonds, man.
Well, I think Drew Beam, he had the start, which was the Vols' only win over LSU in the regular season. I actually played the under in the first game a couple days ago. That ended up being a sweat. So I like these, AB. Let's get to the chat. Someone asked, what's Frack going to do without Frick, Scott Tyler?
Going to be very difficult. I will miss Specty quite a bit.
We're all going to be sad, Specty. By the way, bonus play from M Squared on our audience play of the day. First five under 3.5 at +100. All right. What do we say? It pays to watch live. Okay, EC, did we ever figure out the answer to yesterday's big philosophy question? Is marriage a parlay?
Two legs plus two legs, four leg parlay.
Yeah, shout out to Tina M for that comment. I'm pretty sure she's quoting M Squared on that one. What is it? If it's an animal or a parlay, more than four legs, you don't touch it. I think marriage is a singles bet. But you know what? I found a happy medium for you, EC, because you like the long shot odds. It's a singles bet on a couple, but since it's a futures bet, you get the plus money odds. Boom.
I love that. Anything with plus money odds, Grace, you know I'm all about that.
All right. I don't think you have any plus money today. Oh, you have what? You have,
I have two.
No, you have a
two.
Lot. You actually, you are
I have all three.
Money. All right. So give it to us.
Let's go. Actually, I have all three. I didn't even realize that. All right. Let's start with Orlando Arcia, the Atlanta Braves, over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs at +120 against Ranger Suarez, where he's 1-for-3 lifetime against Suarez with a double and four walks. So he gets on base plenty. He's over this in 8 straight in 12 of his last 13 games, hitting .419 against lefties with 4 homers in only 31 at-bats. Arcia is on a roll. Let's hammer it and hope this is the first leg of the AB plus EC parlay. The second leg, well, this is the third leg with AB's first pick. Marcus Stroman to record a win at +165. Now, Stroman has won 6 straight starts. The Pirates are 0-4 against the Cubs in the last week, and they've lost 7 games in a row to boot. Stroman has held teams to 2 runs or less in 9 of his last 10 starts, including last week when he when they beat Pittsburgh, the Cubs beat Pittsburgh 7-2. I think Stroman keeps it going. So we got Arcia over, Stroman to record a win, and then AB's under. That's my parlay that I put together for fun. And then I got another parlay for you guys, inspired by my dating life. The no-win parlay. Daniel Lynch, Mackenzie Gore, and Yusei Kikuchi at plus 136. So here's why I'm doing that. Lynch is going up against Detroit, who scored five or more runs in eight of their last nine. The cash for us with this last night. Lynch has four starts on the year in with an 0-3 record. Last year, four starts against Detroit, no wins. We're going to ride with that. Mackenzie Gore hasn't recorded a win in his last nine starts since April, like probably the last time I had success on a date. And then Yusei Kikuchi has gone no more than five innings in his last seven starts. He has only one win in that time. So to record a win as a starting pitcher, you must go at least five innings. So he's been under that more than half the time. I'll take my chances again tonight, as well as the fact that Yuri Perez has been tough for the Marlins, giving up one earned runs or one run or less in five of his last six games. I think this one will be a stalemate till late in the game. And I feel pretty good about my no-win parlay, because if there's one thing that I know a lot about, it's not winning.
I was about to ask you when you emailed your picks in today, is everything okay? Because Friday we had the strikeout parlay. Monday and Tuesday we have no wins parlay. Mark Wallace here says, EC better have a date lined up until Specty comes back. Find that mojo.
We're trying to hammer it hard there, Mark. We're trying to hammer it hard.
Mike, oh my gosh. M squared, I need dating splits from EC. What are your numbers like against righties? You're fading lefties tonight.
You know, it's funny you asked that, M squared. I actually don't know the hand preference, you know, like the dominant hand of each of the dates. You know, I just don't know. I don't ask, are you a lefty or a righty? We don't get that far in date. I mean, you know, honestly.
I swear, we need like one of those coffee table books with just quotes from EC on the show. Mm-hmm. What a gift that would be. All right, let's get to the recap. Thank you, Jason. Next up, the neither team to score parlay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. EC's trending up on this show. All right, let's get to the recap screen. EC's got three plus money picks for us. Orlando Arcia over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI at plus 120. That's in the Braves-Phillies game. And the Cubs-Pirates, Marcus Stroman to record a win at plus 165. And then the no-win parlay at plus 136, the Royals, Daniel Lynch, the Nats, Mackenzie Gore, and the Blue Jays, Yusei Kikuchi. Specty's on Lane Thomas of the Nats over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI at minus 150. And some College World Series bets from Alan Bell. LSU on the money line at minus 115. And then LSU, Tennessee under 11.5 at minus 120. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for watching this episode of The Early Edge in 5. This crew will be back tomorrow at 4. The morning crew, as always, back tomorrow at 10 a.m. And don't forget to watch the rest of the guys on HQ tonight at 6 o'clock. We will see you at the pay window. Until then, have a good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.